Bonita Finley, she's the author of the book Dirty Words on Clean Skin. It's been number one on the Women in Politics books list for several months. Her expose goes beyond Hillary's 2008 historic run to discuss the media's troubling influence over the electoral process and the sexist brainwashing, she says, that still damages us all. Anita, welcome back to America's Radio News.
Chris, thank you so much. How are you? How are you, Rachel?
I'm great.
Doing well. Thank you, lady, for being here. Look, the most contentious back and forth came between what many consider would be a possible presidential contenders in the early session. Senator Rand Paul and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton going back and forth. I wanted to get your reaction, and I'm sure it's been well publicized by now. What did you think of that?
Well, I listened to the whole thing. I've got a very strong reaction, and I've got to say, with all due respect to Senator Paul, he's been in the Senate for all of 2 years, and to act like he knows everything is really immensely disrespectful, and forgive me, but he came across rather like a grandstanding punk. And if he wants to make a name for himself in 2016, he may have done this, but when you even have someone like Eric Erickson of Red State, who is clearly a faithful conservative, saying that people who behave the way Mr. Paul did are the reasons Republicans lose elections, I would say to you that it's a little, you know, he was a little over the top. I mean, to be so disrespectful to a woman who clearly is one of our most competent and hardworking public servants and who has shown herself to excel so much in this job as Secretary of State. And when you even have someone like Tom Ridge, who used to be head of national security, coming out to say that she's the only one with guts and class enough to come out and take responsibility, and you further have Colin Powell and Condi Rice in effect saying the same thing, then for him to behave the way he did, I think it was more about politicizing this and trying to make a name for himself. She, you know, clearly Secretary Clinton is also a good soldier and is trying to stand up as best she can, not only to questioning, but for the Obama administration, and not point fingers at anybody. But if you're going to tell me that you're head of 70,000 people and you cannot even rely on any of your senior staff, I mean, if anybody's got her fingers in every pie and has a clear command of the issues, and you know, if you heard her testimony, that this woman is, you know, so aware, hyper aware of everything that is going on. But if you can't even rely on anyone and they're going to say that she has to do everything all by herself, isn't that a little ridiculous?
Anita, yeah. And you know what? Secretary Clinton certainly stood up for herself. It got pretty heated, pretty passionate there. And certainly people can see that maybe it might have to do with politics, as you say. Now, talking points. That's one issue that she brought up. That she said, basically, it doesn't matter those talking points that came out after the attack, blaming it on a terror attack. What do you make of that?
Well, you know what was interesting? I was looking on the Twitter feed, and that's already being misquoted, Rachel, and it's unfortunate. I can see the bumper stickers now, can't you? I mean, here's the problem, is that what she was saying to Senator Johnson of Wisconsin, she was trying to express to him that at the end of the day, what matters is that four people were murdered and were trying to get to the bottom of the situation. She wasn't trying to say Benghazi doesn't matter and Dana Loesch and people like this are trying to imply that that's what it was.
No, Anita, I think the secretary might have been right in one sense, that right now, getting to the bottom of why it happened now, at this day and in January, as we are on the 23rd of January, it doesn't really matter. Back when it happened, but in the throes of a presidential campaign, when folks could have made decisions informed on what we knew about the responsibility of this, it would have mattered back then. Anita, I want to redirect you back to something you said about this whole back and forth between Paul and the secretary.
Surely,
because you pointed out politics definitely playing a part here, and Senator Rand Paul. I'm not saying this is his calculus; it might have been. That he knew that there's no way that Secretary Clinton could call into question President Obama's light footprint stance that he has seemed to project it across the State Department. She, as a servant under this administration, must implement his policy. And I think that maybe the senator might have known that.
Well, there you go. You know something? I'm so glad you said that, Chris, because this also goes to Senator McCain, who was rather heated with Secretary Clinton. And we know that they're friends. We know he has great respect for her.
Mm-hmm.
Before the election, he was unwilling to allow her to fall on the sword, and he wanted to get the Obama administration in front of him and talk about their culpability. Isn't it fascinating that after President Obama has been successfully reelected and Hillary looks like the front runner for 2016, Now suddenly they're gunning for her head on a spit.
Yep.
3 months ago, nobody would take it.
There you
That's
go.
Rather conspicuous, don't
and,
you find?
And Anita Finley, she's the author of the book Dirty Words on Clean Skin. It's been number one on the Women in Politics book list for several months now. Of course, she knows very well of what she speaks about the trials and tribulations of one Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. Thank you very much, Anita. We appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you both.
You betcha.